Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, grace, peace, and mercy be to you from God our Father and from our risen Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Faith. Faith may be defined as believing in something that cannot be proven to be true at a current point in time. For example, if a detective is hired by a client, the client has faith that the detective, using his or her skills, will be able to prove what is truth. If what the client has said is actually the truth, the hope is that the truth will once again be revealed. That is what the client has faith in. That is where we find ourselves this morning, in between a time of two revelations. The first time when something was shown to be true, and the second time it will be shown to be true again. And what is true is God's truth. In our gospel text for this morning from the Gospel of Luke, Luke records for us what was plainly evident at a time before ours. Mary Magdalene, Joanna, Mary the mother of James, and the other women all went to the tomb early Easter morning. They were carrying spices and were making their way to the tomb. And as they were approaching, they were wondering who was going to roll away the great rock from the entrance. They had seen it placed there on the Good Friday before, and they were wondering who would roll it away. But when they arrived, they found that it had already been rolled away. They went in and they found that Jesus' body was no longer there. As they stood there perplexed about this, two men stood by them in dazzling apparel. The men asked, "Why do you seek the living among the dead? He is not here, but has risen. Remember how he told you while he was still in Galilee that the Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men and be crucified and on the third day rise?" At that moment, the women were caught in a time like us. They had seen Jesus alive, and they would see Jesus alive again. But at the time, all they had was faith. Faith that they would see him again as he had promised. And without seeing him again, they went and told the other disciples what the two men had said and what they had seen. When they had told these things to the disciples, though, many of them, most of them, did not believe. Peter, though, went and ran to the tomb. He went to see for himself. And when he had seen that it was indeed empty, he went home, marveling at what had happened. Peter had the words not only of Jesus and the empty tomb, but he also had the words of the Old Testament, the Law and the Prophets, to reflect on as he was making his way back to his house. The Sunrise Lectionary for this year has an Old Testament account from Job. If we would have had a sunrise service, this would have been the Old Testament account. At this point in Job's life, in chapter 19, he had been to the temple of the Lord. He had heard God's word there, but he found himself in a difficult situation, having lost almost everything. All he could do was have faith. And his words from our text, or from the text that we would have had, demonstrate how strong a faith he had. "For I know that my Redeemer lives, and at the last he will stand upon the earth. And after my skin has been thus destroyed, yet in my flesh I shall see God, whom I shall see for myself, and my eyes shall behold, and not another." Job would get his chance to speak to God himself, but at this point, all he had was faith. Faith and the Word of God to support that faith. Where do we find ourselves this morning, dear brothers and sisters in Christ, if not that same kind of situation? We live between the writing of God's Word, the actions of God, visible and blatant on the earth, and when that will happen again at the end of time. At His second coming, the truth will once again be made known. But we live now in a time of faith. Faith that what has been shown to be true before will once again be shown to be true, as God has promised it would be. We trust the word of God delivered by the women, by Peter, by Luke, and Job, and yes, even Paul chimes in with this truth. Again, another reading from the Sunrise Epistle. He wrote, "We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. For the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised imperishable, and we shall be changed. For this perishable body must put on the imperishable, and this mortal body must put on immortality. When the perishable puts on the imperishable, and the mortal puts on immortality, then shall come to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is your victory? O death, where is your sting? The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. So we have the testimony of the women, and Luke, and Peter, and Job, and even Paul, that Jesus truly rose from the dead. The women and Peter had seen it for themselves. Job had seen it from afar in the Old Testament. And Paul heard the very voice of our risen Christ on the road to Damascus. What is more, our first reading is from God's mouth. Not that the other words are not God's word, they are. But from his own mouth, he says this morning, behold, I create new heavens and a new earth, and the former things shall not be remembered or come into mind. But be glad and rejoice forever in that which I create in Jerusalem, and be glad in my people. No more shall be heard in it the sound of weeping and the cry of distress, for they shall be the offspring of the blessed of the Lord, and their descendants with them. Before they call, I will answer. While they are yet speaking, I will hear. The wolf and the lamb shall graze together. The lion shall eat straw like the ox, and dust shall be the servant's food. They shall not hurt or destroy in all my holy mountain, says the Lord. Today we find ourselves in the celebration of that empty tomb. Jesus has risen from the dead. That is what we believe by faith. We have that faith along with Job and Paul and the women and all the others who had seen the empty tomb. We have that faith that it will be revealed to the world at the end of time, the truth that we now take as trust. We know that we'll be entering the new heaven and the new earth with our Lord Jesus Christ. And as with Job, we will see God himself. We will interact with him as they did in the Old Testament, and the people of the Old Testament will once again do so too. But we shall see him with our own bodies, with our own eyes, just as Job proclaimed, I know that my Redeemer lives, and with our own eyes we shall see it. All of this is because he is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, keep your hearts and minds ever faithful unto life everlasting. Amen.